Well, good afternoon. I'm John DeShazer, and this is NewOrleansSaints.com here with the pregame report at CenturyLink Field. Now, as you can see, pretty much a Chamber of Commerce day here at CenturyLink Field. About 45 degrees and sunny right now. I know the forecast was for really, really bad weather and precipitation, but it has not rained on Sunday or Monday, so it looks like it's going to be a dry track for the Saints tonight unless it really deteriorates over the next couple of hours. Again, temperatures should be around 35 degrees for kickoff, so we look forward to the Saints being able to operate as they choose to operate offensively. Certainly shouldn't be any kind of weather conditions that should not permit them from doing what they want to do in terms of throwing the football and running it. The Saints might go heavy on the run. Seattle is a defense that allows some running yards, 4.2 yards per carry for this season, and the Saints have averaged 5 yards per carry over the last 3 games. So look for that facet of the offense as Coach Sean Payton looks to continue to balance this offense. For Seattle, we know that they like to run the ball with Marshawn Lynch. He's a 925 yards this season, and he has 9 touchdowns. So that's what they want to do on the field. They want to cut ball control, get the ball in Lynch's hand, play really physical football. From the injury standpoint, the Saints are pretty much clean in health. Defensive lineman Glenn Foster probably won't play, but Darren Sproles is back, Jari Evans is back, and no one else was listed on the injury report. For Seattle, we know that wide receiver Percy Harvin, with that hip troublesome, he's still out, so he's not going to be playing tonight. Also, cornerbacks Walter Thurman and Brandon Browner will not be playing for the Seahawks. Thurman has been suspended by the league, and Browner was not going to play tonight anyway, but he also is a guy who might be facing a suspension later on this season. Now, the guys who will replace them, Byron Maxwell and Jeremy Lane, also did the same last season. And when those two guys played for Thurman and Browner, Seattle was 4-0 last season, so they don't expect much slippage. They're a bump and run team from the cornerback situation. They like to press receivers, so we'll see how the Saints handle that. Defensively for the Saints, we know, again, that Marshawn Lynch is going to be the key, as well as Russell Wilson, and a guy who knows a little bit about both of them, safety Roman Harper.
You know, we had some confusion early. Seattle had nothing to lose, so they came into the game with a wide-open type attitude. They did some things that we hadn't seen. And, you know, now the situation is a little bit different. You know, I think they were 8-8 at the time, and, you know, nobody really picked them. They had the home crowd advantage, and the crowd was amazing that day. And we just didn't have enough to fight back. And this game's a totally different situation. It's night game, prime time. I think both teams understand what we got ahead of us, what this game means to both teams, and it's huge. And, you know, if we can get this one, we understand what it sets up for us to be able to do, puts us in position to be able to accomplish some things that we've been talking about all year long. And, you know, but all these things are starting to build up, and we're right in the place where we want to be, and it's a great opportunity for us. We got a tough one on the road, and it'll be a great matchup for us. As compared to before, they were a little bit more multiple. They had Mike Williams and some other guys doing some different things with Hasselbeck, who's not nowhere near as athletic as Russell Wilson is. So you got to take that into effect. And, you know, Russell, he's a very smart guy. He's accurate quarterback. He has a great deep ball. He throws the ball extremely well, going to his left, going to his right. And it's amazing. They don't really call a lot of just run plays for him, but he makes a lot of plays by, you know, scrambling around, receivers breaking their routes off. And they make a lot of plays that way. And, you know, you look at him and it's like, man, it's almost like they're planning this. And that's what they're so successful with. Defensively, they cause a lot of turnovers and, you know, set their offense up, and they're able to control the tempo and do the things that they want to do, which is run the ball, pass it a little bit. And you know, if they beat us and he throws the ball 50 times, then we're good with that. But we can't allow them to run it 40 times and kind of dictate the tempo. We need to try and take it to them a little bit. And I just think we're playing a little bit better, gap solid. And, you know, that's what it's all about. We're not giving up explosive runs, is what we did against the Jets. And we got to be able to tackle this running back. Marshawn's a big back. He runs powerful. And you know, they got great stiff arms, him and Russell Wilson, when they have the ball. Golden Tate does some really good things after he catches the ball. So, you know, they got Percy back too. So they got some weapons, and we understand that. So we got to be gap solid. And, you know, eyes got to be really good when we got to cover these guys. And we got to be able to, you know, no explosive plays and get them down when they do make plays, because they're going to make some. They're pros.
So, again, we thank Roman for joining us on the pregame report. Again, we do not believe that weather is going to be a factor in this game. Right now, sunny, 45 degrees, maybe down to 35 by kickoff. The forecast was for sleet, snow, rain, but no precipitation that we know of so far. So we expect to see a clean game in terms of footing on this field tonight at CenturyLink Field. They will attempt again to set another decibel record. So we'll see how that works out for them. And for the first time ever, the Seahawks have painted their end zones blue. We'll see if that brings them any luck, but hopefully for the Saints, it will not. So again, join us during the game for tweets. Join us after the game for our post-game reports, live streaming with Coach Payton, as well as quarterback Drew Brees.